Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and of course, this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, at the end of yesterday's broadcast, I said I was going to tell you something today. And this came as a real revelation to me. Now, we're talking about fear and so forth. That money really is worthless until it's turned into goods and services. It's good for savings, yes. Never was meant to be hoarded, because then you apply fear to it and you want to keep it and hang on to it and just, I don't care. I don't care what the rest of them do. This is mine. That is demonic because of fear. And I've heard of people and have seen and read stories of people that I call poor people with a whole lot of money. And then they don't know what to do with it. So then they begin trying to govern other people in the way they think and get pushy about things. And maybe invented something wonderful that's a service to people. Like, I mean, this thing is a service to people, but it's a good thing. It serves me. I enjoy it. But the people that make the money out of it, it's a different thing. What they do with that money makes all the difference in the world. How they use it, for whom, and so forth. And this came to me as a great revelation. Now, here in the book of Revelation, where we were yesterday, right there in that 12th chapter. Now, we read up here, verse 9, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, that's a major revelation there, and you go back to the book of Isaiah and so forth. This answers a lot of questions. I heard a loud voice, and we read that, saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength, the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, the spirit of power, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Before our God day and night. Then they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice in you heavens and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, knowing, having great wrath, because he knows that he hath but a short time. Amen. And it gets shorter every day. Amen. Don't ever forget that, class, and radio and television class. Don't ever forget that. It gets shorter every day. And he comes around and says, well, you know, you're just going to die. You just don't have any future. Well, just say, devil, wait a minute, old partner. What about your future? Let me read you something here. And read him the book of Revelation. He'll be gone.
Yeah, you won't even get finished with it.
No, he can't stand to hear this. Because he believes he's going to win this. That is the answer to the question, how dumb can you get? He's not dumb. He's deceived. He deceived himself. So, and you come on down. And it talks about, and the woman, we're given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly. What? We win this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We win it. And there's times, for chapter 14, I looked and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 having his father's name written in their foreheads. Now you know the Antichrist wants to stick his number on their forehead. Now you know the answer to that.
Yeah, everything he does is a counterfeit.
Yes, it is.
You look right here. He knows his time is short, verse 12, verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man. He has always had a war on women since the earliest days.
Yes, he has.
In the days of Noah, the seed had corrupted itself.
He hates them.
And he hates the seed. He hates any kind of seed. He immediately tries to come steal seed when it's sown in a church service. The word, he will...
Greg,
he hates.
Look how people are treated where there's no Christianity. They're treated like cattle.
Yes.
Just there to please some mean man. Get treated like dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And you've met Rabbi Lamkin. Mm-hmm. What a great guy. And he said, he made this statement. He said, of course, I'm Jewish. But he said, you better believe I'm thrilled to live in a Christian nation. He said, in a Christian nation, women get treated properly.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're Judeo-Christian.
Yes.
Christian came out of the principles of this first testament.
Yeah, and this what and what did the book say? Treat your wife as the weaker vessel. Didn't say a thing in the world about her being weaker. It said, treat her, she's a treasure. Treat her as the weaker vessel. Treat her as a fine piece of crystal that and you don't want to hurt her. You put her up there on that pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
Until I learned better, I had a problem with not worshiping Gloria. Because she pulled me out of such a bitter place. And like to say, you just worship the ground she walks on. Well, I reverence the ground she walks on because she's so precious to me. But this book puts women in an extremely special place. And after all, Jesus had to have a mother. Couldn't have happened.
We were talking about what did Jesus look like, and I said to you that yesterday when we were in the back. He looked like his mom.
Yeah, he did. I made the mention to Greg that most people, I realized this. Well, and I too was that until the Lord corrected me. And the Lord said, I had noticed that. That you say, well, in this vision, I saw Jesus. Most 99% of the people say, what did he look like? Mm-hmm. No, what did he say?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Greg said, he looks like his mother.
Well,
of course he does.
He had to look like his mother.
He had to look like his mother.
That's where the human DNA came from.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he looked like his mom. So as we talk about these things, notice all the attack on women. That comes from the enemy. I don't want to side with him in any way. I have to reverence that this is... My wife has another man in her life. His name's Jesus.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
Yes.
And that's the way I treat this. So let me ask you this. Is Satan any less, we're talking about Satan here, is he any less powerful today than he was in Peter's time? Well, he is in the fact that he's been stripped, but he was stripped in Peter's time too. The power that God gave believers in the early church is the same power we need today.
Yes, it is.
To deal with him. Because he's still in the earth and he's still deceiving people that don't have their spirits recreated. And we live in this earth and we have to deal with those people. We have to work with those people. So the same power that was available to Peter is available to us. Mm-hmm. This is why Jesus said, don't leave Jerusalem till you have the power I had. The first act in the life of a believer is to give you eternal life. You receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That transformation takes place in your spirit, your physical body, your you know, that you live in. We were born again. The Spirit came into our human spirit. He's the Spirit within. But then, in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he became the Spirit on. Mm-hmm. And so we always have the Spirit in us, but we have to learn how to cooperate with the Spirit that came upon us. Cloven tongues of fire came, descended upon them, like it did with Jesus. Yes. At the Jordan River when it was a dove. So the glory of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit is what we're learning to cooperate with that power that came upon me. 1 Corinthians 6:19, here's a key to it. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who's in you, whom you have from God, and you're not your own? This is why you have to keep your body in line, because I am the host of that power in the earth. This is why I've got to keep my sugar levels down. That's why I got to get my heart cholesterol right. Take care of it.
My mother said, you know, she's had the terrible thing with her body, and because of when she's 16 years old and her appendix ruptured on a basketball court in Union, Texas. Union, Texas, about as big as this room. And so they rushed her to the hospital in Lubbock. And I believe it was in Lubbock. Anyway, so they didn't even bother to, they saw it was ruptured. They didn't bother to sew her up. Mm. But then my grandfather threatened him, so he sewed her up. Well, long story short, she said this to me. She just started praying night and day to get everybody saved. They said she's going to die every 10 years. They'd been married 9 years when I was born, and that's the reason I was the only child. Anyway, here's what she said. Kenneth, had I known that I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. But she had that threat over her every 10 years. Mm. She didn't rest. She didn't take care of herself. She had prayed nearly all night long because she had a short time. And when she hit 70, she called me hollering on the phone, I made it. Bless God, I made it. I said, what, mother? 3 score in 10. But then she started going downhill. Hmm. She could have said, I'll make 4 score, 2. That's just another 10 years. But she didn't make another 10 years. Hmm. The important thing here is take care of it.
Right. When Lazarus was raised from the dead, he was alive. His spirit was quickened. His body was quickened. But he still had to be loosed.
Yes,
from
he did.
The grave clothes.
Yes, he did.
Loose him and let him go. The Holy Spirit is in us. That gave us life.
Now, Greg, back there then, didn't they mummify the dead? They wrapped linen around each part of the body.
Right. He would have been wrapped up.
And
he'd had spices.
And poured a fluid on him that hardened him.
Yeah, in many cases.
So,
they would have come back for his bones a few years later and buried the bones.
Well, then
but his body would have been
then
wrapped.
So when they came in there and saw Jesus was gone and just the napkin laid there. Mm-hmm.
That's what they came to do.
So it wasn't just a wad of stuff. There was a body-looking shape. lying there in that tomb. Where they had wrapped him and wrapped up his whole, his entire body. It wasn't just laid, a cloth laid over him. There was, his whole body was wrapped. And there it was with nobody in it. Mm. Its shape never changed. Just like the wall didn't change when he walked through it. His spiritual body moved out of that. That thing still had its same shape.
Wow. Wow.
Now, that straightened your day up.
That will definitely straighten your day up.
Yeah. To walk in there and see his shape lying there with the face part over there by the side, the face napkin here by the side.
I'm so convinced, because the Spirit's in them, good Holy Ghost people, Spirit of God's in them, but they are so bound, wrapped, their body needs to be loosed.
Yes, it does.
The Holy Spirit in us gives us life. The Holy Spirit on us gives us power to live a Christian life. We have to allow that power to affect this physical man, to affect my mind. And you do that by getting back in this manual that we were talking about.
Yes, yes.
And renewing your mind to be like your spirit.
Well, you know, the Spirit of God had us talk about yesterday in the book of James, he that wavers, let him ask in faith, for the wisdom of God, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like the wind blowing on water. He is a double-minded man.
Right. God had revealed things to Peter. Jesus even said, the Father revealed that to you. He had heard the Father's voice before when the Father corrected him on the Mount of Transfiguration. He denies Jesus. He's in the upper room. On the day of Pentecost, there's 120 people. Now, Jesus told that to over 500. I don't know what happened to the rest of them, but we ended up with 120 of them. And they're praying in harmony. They're praying in the Spirit. And the infilling became a reality. The power came back into the earth. That's that rushing mighty wind. Mm-hmm. That power came back in here, and it became available to everybody in the church, not just one person. A few days later, Peter will grab the hand of a paralyzed man.
Yes.
At the gate, beautiful, and said, such as I have, here's what I have, I'll give it to you. And what did he do? He gave him the power.
Let's look at that in Acts chapter 3. There's something I want to... Now, I want you to notice something here. The dynamic duo, Peter and John. It was that way all the way through, Peter, John, and James.
That's right.
Now, John and James were brothers. But now here's Peter and John went up together. This is important. They went together. They went to temple together. Once Jesus was gone, one of them didn't go off and do his thing, the other one go. No, Jesus sent them out two by two.
That's right.
Why? For agreement power.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
He taught the power of agreement, and both of them were in the room when he taught it. They went together under the temple about the hour of prayer, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Now, how many times, go back here, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and find out how many times they went into the temple. With Jesus, Judas carried the bag, all of them went into the temple, all of them went into the temple.
Judas would have given the offering for the temple.
Yeah. There appeared unto them, and fastening his eyes upon him with John said, look upon us. He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of him.
Yeah.
Now, hey, they had walked right past that gate. Why didn't Jesus raise him up? That's none of our business. That wasn't the plan.
Yeah.
Don't you know that when they would come through there, Jesus would just turn and look at Judas, and he got something every time Jesus walked through that gate.
My, my.
Every time. So he said, here are my boys. I'm gonna hit it big today.
Let's demonstrate some power.
Yes. And he said, expecting some to receive something from them because they had before.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they were there in agreement power. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none. And we can go back and we know what happened to his money and so forth. And there is a play on words there that simply means, I don't have any on me.
Yeah.
But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Mm. Who did that? The Spirit of power.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. And it will grow so much in them. Flip over, if you will, and look at Acts chapter 5.
Oh, yeah.
And verse 14, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women. Verse 15, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. People got healed just by the man's shadow.
Yeah.
People realized these men have such power, not in themselves.
And so he didn't have to touch them, just shadow distance.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And in my opinion, that's there's a lot of things you can get out of that, but that just in a just a, two or three feet away, as they walk by, oh, but they were expecting to receive it.
Yes. Well, no, they carried people out there for
yes,
that purpose.
They did it.
And if you'll expect to receive it when you're out ministering, if you'll expect to receive it. That can happen. I've seen it happen. You saw it with Brother Hagin's ministry.
Yes, I did.
I remember one time, it was in St. Louis, he just got near you. Shot up out of that chair.
That was in Tulsa.
Was it Tulsa?
It was in Tulsa. It was for camp meeting.
That's right.
We came in there, and he walked over there, and he pointed at me, and he said, joy. And the Tulsa World snapped a picture of me.
That's
I
right.
took off, and when they took the picture, both of my feet were off of the ground. I took off in a run. It hit me. I mean, the power of God hit me and yanked me up out of that seat. I just took off.
Yeah.
I no more went in there to do that day.
No plan to do that.
I didn't plan to do that. I was tired. I went in there to get some joy, to get some strength for it to leave him. And I got a bolt of it. He just said, joy! Wow!
Yeah.
It was the power of God in me.
So Jesus had the Holy Spirit within him.
Yes.
I mean, because there was no sin in him, in his spirit man. He couldn't begin to minister by the power until it came on him.
And we're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment. Yee-haw.
People can go through life feeling powerless and unable to withstand the storms that come their way. But God has given every born-again believer authority over the enemy and the power to overcome. In fact, Jesus made it clear that having the Holy Spirit is crucial for those who follow Him. Discover how God wants to fill you with His power with The Holy Spirit, an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland. Everything you have need of, God can meet. The Bible says greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. The very power of God is the Holy Spirit. Learn how to receive revelation, knowledge, and find victory with the help of the Holy Spirit. He is your intercessor, comforter, and guide who promises to lead you into all truth. Realize the power of God that's inside of you. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and step into the destiny God has for you. The Holy Spirit in you is your intercessor, standby, comforter, teacher, and friend. Learn how to be led by the power of the Spirit. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's MP3 series, The Holy Spirit, at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. For more information, contact your regional office today.
God loves you, and He made a way through Jesus for you to live free from all fear. It is possible to live secure and at peace and be blessed and prosperous in the face of all the uncertainty and pressures in the world. It starts with the decision to make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you've never received Him into your heart, do it today. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I thank You that You love me so much that You gave Your only begotten Son to be my Lord and Savior. I receive Him into my heart, and I ask that You would also fill me with Your Holy Spirit with the benefit and the evidence of speaking in tongues, in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, you are now a child of God. You have firstborn status with Jesus. You have a covenant with God. Jesus defeated all of the curse, and He gave you the victory. You have the victory over spiritual death, sickness and disease, and poverty. That's exciting news. To help you understand more, Kenneth Copeland Ministries will send you the Salvation Package. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. As you read through these resources, you will see the victory that Jesus gave you, it belongs to you. Receive your covenant promises and begin living in them every day. Go to kcm.org to request your Salvation Package today. While you're online, check out these free resources. The BVOV magazine, it's filled with inspiring, faith-filled articles and testimonies. The Daily Devotional, From Faith to Faith, let the Word of God encourage your spirit every day. Prayers you can read, share, and post on subjects including healing and protection, family, and hope. Brother Copeland calls kcm.org your study center, so visit it often and keep growing spiritually. Thank you for joining us today. This is Duane Munoz reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Absolutely wonderful having you with us today. Don't miss tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Greg Stevens, and all of the class reminding you, God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. So give Him another praise. Hallelujah. Lord, we love You. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and receive your free package. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.